القرآن الكريم, nights of empowerment, parables and wisdom from the glorious Quran. We reflect on an instructive are increasing and destructive religious arguments are unfortunately the norm and the order of the day. We tend to argue about our religion. So the verse at hand provides the basis for engaging those whom we're inviting to the faith, but also a means whereby we can engage those with whom we differ on matters of religion. The verse reads, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idati al hasana wajadilhum billati hi ahsan." Invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching and argue with them only in the best possible manner. Now the first word in this verse is udu'u. Udu'u means invite. An invitation is an act of friendship. And therefore, the very nature of invitation, the very nature of da'wah, the very nature denies the possibility of hostility. You don't invite someone in a hostile manner. Invitation is warm, it's embracing, it is welcoming, it's gentle. And therefore, insult, offensiveness can never appeal to anyone, neither to their hearts nor to their minds, and certainly not to their souls. So it could never be a basis for invitation. The invitation is udu'u ila sabili rabbik, to the way of Allah, not to a destination. Remember, when you invite someone, you invite them to a venue. Allah doesn't give a venue here. He gives sabili rabbik, because people are at different stages in their journey towards Allah. Some are more advanced in some things, some are more back in some things, some's character is better, some's behavior is weaker, some are closer to Allah in their prayer, some do more charity. But we are different places, but it's the path, the call is to the path. And though we may be in different stages on the way, as long as you're on the path, you are on the track. This is something we tend to forget. Do not expect everyone to be at the same destination or the same place. And therefore, do not be judgmental about whether where people are on the journey or whether they're. And the invitation is in the dua, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, Allah, guide us to the والموعظة الحسنة. Hikmah implies realizing what is good and doing what is best in any given situation. Wisdom implies knowing what is good, to be able to analyze what is the good thing here, and to do what is best in that situation, saying the right thing at the right time, in the right manner, and of course, with the right intention, hikmah. Wal maw'idhatil hasana, beautiful preaching or excellent admonition, and this means offering truthful advice in a way that the receiver to whom it is addressed will find it appealing, as well as it's done in a most appropriate manner. So hikmah, with wisdom, an excellent admonition, maw'idhatun hasana. And if there is a debate and there is an argument due to difference of perspectives, then wajadilhum billati hi ahsan, and argue not in a good way. The Quran doesn't say wajadilhum billati hi hasan or hasana. Wajadilhum billati hi ahsan, argue in the way that's the best, only the best possible way. Good is not good enough. And people have the excuse, say the truth. You know, I must speak the truth. It doesn't mean you must be vulgar to speak the truth. I know the Rasul said, قُلْ الْحَقْ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُرَّ, speak the truth even if it's bitter. It is not a license for you to lose your temper, becoming angry and abusive, because we should never be vulgar in the content of our message, never be abusive in the manner of our speech. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith documented in the Sunnah of Imam al-Tirmidhi, Rasul said, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالطَّعَانِ وَلَا بِاللَّعَانِ وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ وَلَا الْبَذِيءِ. A believer is never one who taunts and teases people. He's never one who curses people. He's never indecent, nor is he abusive. In fact, such behavior could be a mark of hypocrisy. When you are abusive towards people whom you differ with, it could be a sign of hypocrisy. A very well-known tradition of Rasulullah in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, the Rasul ﷺ said in the hadith, whoever possesses four characteristics, is truly a hypocrite. And if he possesses any one of this, then he is still partially a hypocrite until he gives that thing up. What are the four things? إِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانْ وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرَ وَإِذَا خَاسْمَ فَجَرَ. When he's entrusted with something, he betrays the trust. He's dishonest. When he speaks, he tends to lie. When he makes an agreement, he does not fulfill the agreement. And when he argues with someone, he tends to be irresponsible and rude. Imam Malik warned us through the words of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَذْهَبَ لِلدِّينِ وَلَا أَنْقَصَ لِلْمُرُوَةِ وَلَا أَضْيَعَ لِلَّذَّةِ وَلَا أَشْغَلْ لِلْقَلْبِ مِنَ الْمُخَاصَمَةِ. He said, I have not seen, Imam Malik, says the teacher of Imam Shafi, mind you, I have not seen anything more harmful to religion, more undermining of one's sense of honor, and more unnecessary in preoccupying our emotions than disputation and argumentation in religion. And Imam Shafi himself, student of Malik, teacher of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam al-Shafi said, Al-mira'u fi al-deen yuqassi al-qalb wa yurithu al-dagha'in. He said, arguing about religion hardens the heart and it causes grudges and resentment. Let us consider the archetype of oppressor. The worst person you can think of in the Quran is Fir'aun. Allah describes him in the most negative way for the kind of oppression and injustice that he caused. He's the archetype of oppressors. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salam to the worst oppressor you can get, how did Allah say? فَقُولُوا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Speak to the Fir'aun mildly, gently, civilly. Perhaps he may accept the admonition, or perchance he may fear Allah. So if you do end up in a debate or differences in perspective, then the Quran advises us to argue. So of Islam, there was Prophet ﷺ came and they saw he was key people becoming Muslim and so on. They were concerned. So the Quraysh wanted to send someone to seriously speak to the Rasul, to engage the Prophet regarding his message and the impact, the political, the religion. Was a wealthy man, politically influential, well-traveled, was known to be in the courts of the kings of Rome and in Persia. And they chose him to be the leader. Utbah went to Rasulullah and he said his case very clearly to the Prophet, firmly, clearly, and historians document. لم يقاطع محمد عتبة مرة واحدة وقد تركه حتى فرغ تماما من حديثه. The Rasul listened to him, did not interrupt him once until he completed. And then when he paused, the Rasul said to him, أقد فرغت يا أبا الوليد. Are you now done, O father of Walid? Have you said what you want to say? He said, نعم. نعم محمد. Yes, O Muhammad, I have done. Then the Rasul said, فاسمع مني. Now you listen to me. And then the Rasul said, حاميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون. The opening verses of Surah Fussilat. The Prophet didn't say, are you mushrik? Who are you? You know, I'm the messenger of Allah. He listened to him. The Prophet showed to us respect begets respect. This is the foundation, the fundamental foundation. If you don't have the decency to listen to others, how can you demand the right to be heard? 3 points for us to ponder upon. One, when engaging people and talking about religion, be communicative without being abusive. Verbalize, do not vulgarize. And if you do argue, take care of your temper. Inshallah, your logic, if you have any, will take care of itself. Listen carefully to what is being said before responding. Otherwise, you may not know exactly what you're responding to. And you may argue and not really know what the argument is all about, as very often happens in religious discussions. Very often. Two, in all discussions, in any conversation, avoid the aggressive battle mode. Some people speak as if they're going to war. Let your style be a style of communication that is gentle and appealing. No one has appointed any one of us to be Allah's primary spokesperson. You can be Maulvi or Mufti or whoever you may be. Allah didn't appoint you as his spokesperson. And it is not my job or your job to straighten every aspect of the real world. Do the best you can. It's not our job to correct and respond to every silly comment, nor to engage in every theological argument, to respond to every political view, or to challenge every perspective. Some people think this is their job to do so. It's not your job to do so. Talk to people. Don't talk at people. Don't pontificate. Just communicate. Third point. It is our responsibility to convey the message, to make da'wah, the message of our faith, and the best way is by our example, not by our words. But nonetheless, do realize that even if you are debating about religion, even if you're inviting others to religion, just because you're doing something which you deem religious doesn't mean your method is correct. Just by adding some takbir or bismillah in front of something doesn't make it Islamic. People are killing Muslims in the name of Islam. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, with a shahada on the flag. It doesn't make it Islamic. So just because something is done or needs to be done doesn't mean anything that is done in the name of Islam is correct. We are commanded with ihsan, whatever we do. Inna Allah katab al-ihsan ala kulli shay. Allah has prescribed excellence in everything you do. And therefore, this verse, udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idati al-hasana. Invite others to the way of Allah with wisdom and excellent admonition. Wajadilhum, and if you have to debate and argue, wajadilhum billati hi ahsan, argue with them only in the best possible manner. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.